And I'm not saying don't have ideas about it. It's not possible to not have ideas about it. If you have a mind, you will have ideas about it. Just don't believe them. Don't bet on them. Don't put those eggs in your basket. Any questions so far? Questions, comments, confusions, arguments, disagreements?
So you can get it by experience and a deeper understanding. If you get a glimpse of the divine, that is also the mind, but it's not a concept.
The best way I know to get it is to recognize, and that's really what I've been saying tonight, is to recognize that you can't get it.
So any quote-unquote profound experience would add to a new idea or to a new concept?
Well, that's up to you.
That's what I'm asking.
That's up to you whether it adds a new idea or not. But if you start from the simpler, more elemental position that you can't get it, then you're much closer to understanding and or experiencing how it works. Then you're groping may bear some very significant fruit. Because if you recognize, not as an idea, not as a belief, not because I say so or some book says so, but if you get it for yourself that you can't get it, then automatically your position changes. Then automatically, without trying, without doing anything, somehow you rearrange yourself, somehow you get rearranged, is actually more accurate. Something shifts so that you're not putting your effort into getting it. Somehow something opens in you that makes you more receptive to trying to get it. Keeps you in a position that's not really receptive. So anything that makes you more receptive makes you more available to the profound. Anytime you're trying to get it doesn't mean your efforts are insignificant or aren't good. But you'll be more effective the more you're able to make yourself receptive in any way possible. Receptive implies a lot. It implies open-minded to a degree most of us never consider. Because usually when we say open-minded, we mean open to this set of ideas or this set of understandings or this set of stuff, but not necessarily any set of stuff. So the more you become receptive, the more you're open and open-minded in the real sense, the more you're not stuck in assumptions, the more you're not operating from a preconceived set of ideas that expects something in a certain way. Because the truth can't meet your expectations. God can't